Good afternoon. It's Mackenzie Bates from Alabama Public Radio News. Officials with the Alabama Psychiatric Services say they are ending their service next week. The company released a statement on their website saying services will stop on February 13th. Officials say the company is shutting down because of a decline in funding and a change in how it provides behavioral health services. They also say the company will work to help patients transition to other service providers. The change will affect clinics in Birmingham, Cullman, Decatur, Dothan, Fairhope, Florence, Madison, Mobile, Montgomery, and Tuscaloosa. IBM is looking for a few good ideas. APR's Pat Duggins reports on a campaign to help cities work smarter and how Birmingham could serve as an example.
IBM is offering grants to municipalities worldwide. It's called the Smarter Cities Challenge, and Birmingham won one of those grants last year to address what are known as food deserts. Those are neighborhoods where it's hard to find fresh and healthy food choices at a grocery store. Birmingham used that IBM grant to send out mobile food markets to underserved areas. Tomorrow is the deadline for cities to propose ideas for this year's round of $500,000 grants. 500 communities have applied over the past 4 years. 116 were selected to address issues like health, public transportation, social services, and utilities. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
Veterans will be honored next month with a festival at the Mobile Aeroplex. The brand new event is called Aerofest and will be combining several events into one major festival. Dave Glassman is a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Marines and president of Aerofest. He says two existing festivals will be joining Aerofest.
Our festival that has been going on for 10 or 11 years in the downtown Mobile area, and they have relocated. It's called Arts Alive, and they will be a major component of Aerofest. The L.A. Gumbo Festival, which is also a very established food-type festival, and that will be coming to Aerofest.
Glassman says they are expecting around 30,000 people to attend what they hope will be an annual event. The nonprofit festival will take place in March. Taking a look at the region's weather forecast, in the Shores, you'll expect clear skies with lows in the lower 30s. Expect a lot of sunshine on Friday with highs near 60. And tonight, another chilly night in central Alabama with clear skies with lows in the mid-20s. It's currently 50 degrees in Tuscaloosa, 59 in Mobile, and 41 in Florence. I'm Mackenzie Bates for Alabama Public Radio News.